Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we'll get into last night's college basketball slate 20 minutes from now and why I think there are legitimately 10 teams that can win the national championship right now in college hoops. And I think this is shaping up to be the best college basketball season of my lifetime. It's been amazing already, and I think it's going to get even better. And I've got one team in mind that I think is going to emerge and cut down the nets and win the title. And I think it's going to piss people off when I tell them. That's coming up 20 minutes from now, along with all the bets for tonight in the world of sports. But joining us right now, friends of the show, former You Better You Bet co-host, my buddy, First Things First on Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, my buddy Danny Parkins on Twitter at his name, at Danny Parkins. My friend, before we talk sports, I'd like to pay you a compliment on your physical appearance. The haircut that you got recently that I saw in one of the social clips that you posted, like, you are handsome. Like, it has happened. Danny Parkins is handsome. Mm-hmm. Your haircut's fantastic. I'm not just saying that. I'm not saying it to butter you up. You know I would say that to you in person also if we were talking off the air. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Handsome is a stretch, but a good haircut, some nice lighting, a wardrobe department, and a makeup department. I can be okay with how I present publicly some of the time. It's as far as I'm willing to go, but I very much appreciate it. Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Do you like look at yourself in the mirror, right? Because new hair, let me tell you, haircut confidence is great confidence. Do you like look at yourself in the mirror? And this is not to imply like you or I are Brad Pitt. That's like not the conversation. But you got a great haircut and you look at yourself and you're like, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, I got it today.
I think I'm better looking than the comments seem to think that I look, is what I would say. So, I definitely feel like I have better days than others and good days. And after a good haircut, that's there. But, you know, I didn't play in the NFL. 6'1", 150 pounds with scoliosis. I know what I do and don't have working for me. So, you know, I got a good brain. Yeah, I got good takes. That's how good the takes are. You can look like me and be on national TV on a very popular show every single day. So that's how good the takes are.
That's a pretty good sell. I was doing Philly radio last Friday and it was on YouTube and I saw one of the comments was, I actually really enjoy it. I enjoy it, but that is a funny line. And someone was like, man, his arms are too small to have tattoos. I'm like, I mean, in all, really? Like my arms, it's like people they hate just to hate. Honestly, like tell me I suck, insult my family. Don't tell me I'm out of shape. Like that's actually, someone told me I had man boobs. Like, let me tell you something. These are pectorals, buddy. Anyway, we'll get to Phillip Rivers. Yeah, I got pecs. They're not man boobs. I used to have like a solid B cup though.
Hey man, I was get in where you fit in.
Yeah, dude. Like I dated a girl. I always used to say to her, she didn't like it. I used to say my boobs are bigger than yours and we're no longer together. I was very impressed. Shocking. Yes, I know. Right. What a surprise when you put it that way. I was very impressed with your team in a losing effort. And I'm not just saying that, like I said it on the show on Monday. At the end of the game, I was thinking like, man, like, yes, Green Bay won, But the Bears were in there until the very end. That kind of struck me as big brother versus little brother in a wrestling match. And for the first time, little brother almost beats big brother. Big brother wins, but big brother knows deep down, like, yeah, like this is going to be a problem coming up very soon here. How did you take it, your favorite team losing the way they did at the end of the game to the hated Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, very similarly, and obviously, you know, that's a little bit of hope trafficking coming from me because, you know, like, I remember watching football in 1992, Brett Favre's first year in Green Bay, and the Bears are now 16-52, playoffs included against the Packers. So it's been ugly.
Wow.
So like, oh, another loss to the Packers. Like, you know, I've seen it before, but I was pretty quickly thinking, okay, beat Shedeur Sanders at Soldier Field, and then you get him again Saturday night, primetime on Fox, where no matter what no matter what Green Bay does against Denver this weekend, first place in the division is on the line. Like, I thought the Bears got punched first in the first half, were kind of staggered. I thought they were very, very impressive in the second half, and Caleb was the best player on the field. His throw to Zacchaeus, his throw to Komet down the right sideline, some of his scrambles, the Loveland touchdown we learned after wasn't even the primary read, so that made that play more impressive. Like, I thought he was incredible in the second half until the interception, and that's a big, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play moment? He's got to throw it earlier, and he underthrew it, and he threw it late. So he missed on two accords. It's a terrible throw in a terrible spot, but I do think that they're very live when they play the Packers a week from Saturday.
I really, really tough to disagree with that. And I was like screaming at the TV. I also had a little bit of money on the Bears. I thought he could have run for the first down. Also had DJ Moore open, but really could have run for that first down. So disappointing end to the game. Now, what I'm about to say does not mean that I think the Bears are going to lose on Sunday to the Browns. Like, I don't. Like, I think the Bears are going to find a way to win the game. But just betting the game, and like, I know you'll give your picks at the end of the week on TV, but I'm curious if you think, Danny, that the Bears have the profile of a team right now with the way they're running the ball, how successful they are running the ball, where they're a team that you'd be comfortable laying more than a touchdown with. Chicago currently a 7.5-point favorite. I might bet the Browns on Sunday, not because I think Cleveland can win, but because I don't know if Chicago is the kind of team I want to bet to win by double digits with the way the offense is playing right now in terms of running the football. You agree or disagree with that thought on betting Chicago this weekend in this game?
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think it's a stay away from me. The formula, though, for the Bears to blow out Cleveland is a pretty simple one. It's supposed to be one of the coldest games in Soldier Field history, right? So it's they're talking about 15, 20 degrees below zero on the wind chill on the lakefront. It's supposed to be absolutely miserable. The Bears are the best running team in football since their bye in week five. So that, in theory, the conditions should play more to running the ball than passing the ball. If the Bears can run on Cleveland and get a lead, and then Shedeur has to throw the ball in those conditions against a team that leads the NFL in takeaways, I do think there's a path there for Shedeur to have a couple of interceptions and the Bears to blow them out. But all signs point to this being a pretty ugly, low-scoring game. And while the Bears best Cleveland in takeaways, everything else, Cleveland's defense is better than the Bears at, obviously. So I don't feel terribly comfortable laying a big number, but the game script that I just laid out is the only way the Bears blow them out.
You better you bet on this Wednesday. BetMGM Network, Danny Parkin's the guest. First things first on Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Twitter, at Danny Parkins. All right, so you mentioned the weather in the game coming up. I went to a Giants-Packers Sunday night game in 2012. That was, I want to say, like 12 degrees. And it was so miserable that I remember in that moment thinking, like, I may never go to a football game again, like, even in, like, Southern California. It was so miserable. Like, would you go to this game on Sunday? And I know, like, you're not going to go. You live in New York now. But, like, if given the opportunity, would you go to the game? And if not, what is the dollar amount that you would need to sit outside at a Bears game in minus 10 or minus 15 degree weather?
Dude, great minds think alike. I did my hit on the score today, and I brought up this exact question. I would not go to the game. You know, luxury box or press box, obviously different situation, but that's
outside
like the least relatable comment ever. Outside is the question.
With the unwashed masses, of course. Shout out to our audience. Yeah, I love it. Saying, yeah.
Exactly. I think it's $4,000 in cash. I think that's, and then like someone's like, well, really, if I give you $3,000, you went down. Like, maybe, I don't know. But like, it was just, I certainly wouldn't enjoy it and think I had made a good decision for any less than $4,000 in cash on the spot. What about you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
10?
10.
I don't think, unless you've done this before, and maybe you're one of these people, like, I don't know, like these, you see like these freaks, man. I don't know if it's like they're just wasted or the tolerance you have that like take their shirts off at these games. Do people have any idea how cold that is? Like, you are going to be miserable.
A person lost a finger at that Chiefs-Dolphins playoff
right,
game.
Right, the Peacock game, yeah.
A couple of years back. Like, I would be miserable. I would certainly not be shirtless. I would be wearing many, many layers. I would try to have some cocktails. I'd have hand warmers and hot chocolate and everything that I possibly could do. I was at Packers-Lions at Lambeau for the last game of the year, the game where for the Lions to go 0-16, and it was like 2. Like, you know what I mean? It was like 2 degrees within whatever on the windshield. It was miserable. That was the first time I remember like people being like, oh, well, you have to bring cardboard into the stadium. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, we bring boxes, rip them up in the parking lot, carry in the cardboard so that you could have a layer between like your boots or your shoes and the concrete of the stadium, because the stadium is too cold for your shoes to stand on or sit on for the entire game. I'm like, this is stupid. this is just a dumb experience. But I guess I remember it all these years later. But yeah, and I survived it. So I've gotten bougie enough where I think my answer is $4,000 in cash.
Yeah, but this is like, dude, when I was making like $30,000 a year producing radio, I think I would want $10,000 to set. The cardboard thing is like, is this like, are you trying to survive a zombie apocalypse or like pay to go to a football? I don't understand. Anyway, okay. I'm going to give you a scenario, and I actually think it's a realistic one. So let's say Friday, because it wouldn't be tomorrow if it happens, probably, right? Friday, the Colts announced that Philip Rivers is starting on Sunday. Just like, what a sentence. What a world we find ourselves in. Philip Rivers is starting on Sunday on the road in Seattle. The betting market moves to, let's say, 14.5. It's 13.5 right now. Let's say the betting market moves out. Would you have any desire to bet the Indianapolis Colts and Philip Rivers? And how do you think the Phil Rivers 44-year-old experience is going to go?
Elder abuse. That's what I think. I would have a moral quandary of gambling on that game because it would feel like I was taking advantage of an elderly person. It is insane. It is reckless. I'd be like, oh, he's been working out with high school kids. Okay. And then I read the article on the full report and it was like, he had an impressive workout, but you know, he had to get his wind up. Yeah, you think? He's a grandfather. He's been playing with kids. He's a Hall of Fame semifinalist this year. He didn't take a snap of football in the NFL during the Biden administration. Like, it is just so preposterous. And they're not, it's not like they're the one seed and they have no quarterback options. They're the eight seed and they have Seattle left and they have Houston left, like two of the most fearsome defenses in the NFL. It's dangerous. I find it to be completely absurd. I would not bet the Colts plus 20.5, 21.5. I maybe start to think about it and I lose my moral issues with it because, you know, you got to take advantage of value. But no, man, I just, you have, it's tackle football. He doesn't get to play with flags. He's going to, in theory, at some point have to move. And people are like, oh, well, Tom Brady did it, or, you know, Vinny Testaverde did it at 40. Okay. They were continuously playing football until that age. They didn't sit around for 5 years and then come off the couch on a Monday to play on a Sunday against the top three defense in the NFL. It's ridiculous. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think they will play Brett Rypien if Riley Leonard can't go. I do not believe this is a real story, even though I saw the B-roll of him at practice.
Oh, I think it's 51% that he starts on Sunday. I actually think it's going to happen, and I may bet them. And if I do, and they cover, I want a shirt. Like if you go to Disney World and you ride, like I survived Space Mountain. Like I survived betting Philip Rivers and won money on the road in Seattle. I want my souvenir T-shirt. I hate teeing you up on something like this because we're running out of time. Because I'm sure you have a lot to say about it. We literally have like 45 seconds for this. Are the Kansas City Chiefs dead?
5 seconds. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, they can win out and miss. Like, they need to win out and get help. And we've seen nothing from them that suggests they are going to win out. And I just, the Chargers, Herbert's plan, you know, listen, he didn't have a great statistical game, but that was a gutty as hell performance against Philly. I think the Chargers are live in this spot on Sunday as a 4.5-point dog against Kansas City. I have no reason to believe that the Chiefs are about to make this run. None whatsoever.
Yeah, it's pretty, I'm going to lose some money here on this. It's pretty sad. It's no fun. But what can you say?
They keep losing.
Oh, lost money? Oh yeah. Absolutely. I did money line, just in case you're interested. You think they're going to lose on Sunday? Because I have a money line parlay for you.
Oh, let me hear it. Yeah.
Okay, so NBA Cup games tonight. Lakers against the Spurs, no Wemby. Thunder, a huge favorite against the Suns. Moneyline parlay, Lakers, Thunder, Chiefs, just to win, not to cover, plus 120. That tickle your fancy?
No. I respect betting on the NBA Cup, obviously. But I don't... What gives you faith in the Chiefs on Sunday?
You know, it's just this point, all you can say is stupidity. Danny, you're the best. We'll catch up with you next week on the show. First things first, Fox Sports 1 weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. On the other side, all our bets for tonight on the world of sports, and I'll give you my national championship prediction in college hoops.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.